From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the Pope visits America. Pope Francis celebrated his first Mass on U.S. soil late Wednesday in Washington. Thousands gathered for the Mass held outside the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception. The pontiff conferred sainthood on Junipero Serra, an 18th century Spanish missionary who planted churches in what is now California. Burkina Faso's transitional president, Michel Kafando, says he is back in charge after being detained and ousted by presidential guard soldiers, who were led by a rogue general 1 week ago. Emily Yab has this report.
About 2,000 people gathered on the roadside Wednesday as regional head of state came to shepherd the country's return to the constitutional order. A deal proposed by ECOWAS on Sunday called for putschists to return power to the transitional civilian authorities in exchange for inclusive elections and an amnesty. General Diendere has stepped aside, but the question of amnesty remains unsettled, as does the fate of the presidential guards. Emily Yab in Ouagadougou.
European Union leaders facing a staggering migrant crisis have agreed to give $1.1 billion to international aid agencies helping refugees at camps near their home countries. The European Council President Donald Tusk made the announcement after an emergency summit in Brussels ended early Thursday. Boeing has announced that Chinese companies have agreed to buy 300 jets from the American Boeing Company. The planes carry a price tag of about $38 billion. The order was announced as Chinese President Xi Jinping addressed employees inside a Boeing plant in the state of Washington. This is VOA News. Egypt's President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi on Wednesday pardoned 100 human rights activists, including two journalists for Al Jazeera English. The two journalists are Canadian Mohamed Fahmy and Egyptian national Bahr Mohamed. The two were sentenced in an August retrial to 3 years in prison for allegedly fabricating false news in support of the blacklisted Muslim Brotherhood movement. Fahmy spoke to reporters.
We just really hope that our families have suffered so much since the beginning of this trial, and we're very happy that the President Sisi took this action and released us.
Australian reporter Peter Gresta was also convicted in the retrial, although he had been earlier deported through a presidential decree. A Canadian court sentenced two Islamists, a Tunisian national and a Canadian, to life in prison Wednesday for a failed plot to derail a passenger train in 2012. Judge Michael Code said the harsh punishment is appropriate because he said both men have shown no remorse for their crimes nor renounced their extremist views. The president of Colombia and FARC rebels have reached a breakthrough toward ending more than 50 years of bloodshed. President Juan Manuel Santos and rebel leaders agreed to sign a final peace accord by next March. The accord was reached in Havana, where both sides have been holding talks for 3 years. Those talks were sponsored by Cuba and Norway. The U.S. Secretary of State says Russia's actions in Syria risk a confrontation with a coalition opposing the Islamic State group. Italy's La Stampa newspaper quoted John Kerry as saying he had conveyed to Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov the U.S. concern over Russia's military support for the government of Bashar al-Assad. Volkswagen CEO Martin Winterkorn resigned Wednesday amid a scandal in which the German carmaker admitted to have tampered with emission controls on 11 million diesel vehicles. Winterkorn made a public statement taking responsibility for the irregularities detected in diesel engines, but said he was not aware of any wrongdoing. A new public opinion poll shows that a quarter of U.S. Democrats want Vice President Joe Biden to be the party's 2016 presidential nominee. Biden has not even announced a decision on whether he will run. U.S. officials say investigators have recovered personal and work-related emails that former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton believed she had been deleted from her server that she was using while serving as the country's top diplomat from 2009 to 2013. U.S. baseball great Yogi Berra, who won 10 World Series championships as catcher with the New York Yankees in the 1940s and 50s, has died at the age of 90. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.